Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Mr. Rod Stewart bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I've got the Hartford survey, 2014 survey of small businesses. It's their success study. That I am privileged to have in front of me, and I've been talking about that a little bit in the previous segment. I talked about I commented on the hiring tendencies of small businesses that two-thirds were not hiring new people. So I want to roll that. And I talked about all the reasons why I thought this was the case. And I want to roll that into another one of their responses, one of their answers, which was about minimum wage. And what they found was that, and I was surprised at this, two-thirds of small businesses overall support a federal minimum wage. I have a hard, that number really troubles me. I don't know where these people are. I don't know where these people are that they're polling, but you poll most small business owners. If you took a real good cross-section, I don't want to dispute the Hartford numbers here, but I guess I am a little bit. If you went across America, you took a real broad sample, and I don't know what the sample was. It's probably in here somewhere. Took a broad sample across America. Just on principle, most small business owners are against the minimum wage because it's the federal government or the local state or city government telling them how to run their business, how to price their products, what they should, by the government fiat telling them, it'd be like the government telling them they had to pay a certain price for one of their raw materials, right? And so that kind of grates on small business. But I do believe this. Part of the reason why that might have been a response, that we might have gotten that response, is because the minimum wage is no longer, hasn't been for a long time, a big issue for small businesses. Because 81% of the people they ask about this already pay their employees more than minimum wage. See, this is the thing I've been saying for a long time. Most small business owners don't pay minimum wage. They pay more than minimum wage. Except for the very absolute beginning people who just show up and don't know how to do anything. Like the young people right out of high school, maybe, or not even if they have jobs and they haven't got a degree, a high school diploma. If you're working at fast food and you show up with no skills, you're going to probably start out at minimum wage. That's what the minimum wage is for. So when you hear politicians talk about raising minimum wage because it's the right thing to do, and they talk about all these families and you know, minimum wage, and they completely distort the minimum wage debate by trying to talk about how you can't raise a family on minimum wage. The minimum wage was never designed for that. That wasn't the purpose of the minimum wage. That's a false argument. It's a canard. It's a diversion tactic. But back to small businesses and what they typically do. Most small businesses pay more than minimum wage. And so when you ask them, do you care whether minimum wage is increased? Most of them will say not really, probably, because they're already paying more. But here's where the danger of minimum wage comes in. See, minimum wage doesn't just affect Raising minimum wage doesn't just affect the people who are on minimum wage. It ripples all the way up through the system. That's the reason why the unions like it so much. Because, for one thing, they have many of them have clauses in their contracts that base their rates off of the minimum wage. So if the minimum wage goes up, their rate goes up by the multiplying factor. So unions love minimum wage. It's the reason why the party that's so close to unions, Democrats, love raising, talking about minimum wage. They're really the only ones who talk about it. Sometimes some Republicans support it, but they don't start the conversation. They don't promote this idea. And so, but when you have a minimum wage increase, then what that does is that puts the minimum wage that much closer to the people who were above minimum wage, who maybe just got a raise. If you had somebody who was making a dollar more than minimum wage because they earned it, and overnight the government raises minimum wage to that person's new wage that they had just earned, how does it make them feel about that, about their accomplishment? They're probably going to go back to their boss and say, "Hey, boss, I used to make a dollar more than minimum wage. Now I'm not making a dollar more than minimum wage. Where's my dollar?" This is what happens when you raise minimum wage. It's not just, it doesn't just affect the people at the bottom end of the pay scale. It ripples through the entire pay scale, and you can see what a multiplying impact, negative impact on payroll that has on the business owner. This is why I don't like the minimum wage, in my opinion. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the market.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.